Owen, tēnei, ko taku manuhiri a nai nei ko Nona Peltier, because it's business o'clock, isn't it, Nona?
It is.
Okay, Reserve Bank, they're getting another tool to try and cool the housing market. What is this tool?
It's a debt serviceability tool. Well, it's basically otherwise known as debt to income ratio restrictions. So basically it means that if, for example, they set the number at 5, it meant that if you earned $100,000, the most you could borrow would be $500,000.
Right, so not, 5 times your income.
That's right, if that's the number they decide
yes.
on. Yeah, it's for example. And at this stage, they're still working through all the detail, but they have an agreement from the government in principle to go ahead with this. Now, they're suggesting that it will have more of an impact on investors than first home buyers. So if you're an investor and say you made $100,000, but you've got, you know, 3 properties and mortgages of $1.5 million, if the number was 5, and your mortgages is $1.5 million, you would fall short if your income was only $100,000.
Yeah, but also, if you're getting income from those houses, one assumes that is added into the equation as well. Well, so it's not as simple as it may be initially seen.
And who's to say whether or not that income would be included? Because, you know, rental income can be fickle. Sometimes you have a renter and sometimes you don't. Sometimes your property's vacated and you have to find somebody. So it's not as simple, straightforward, this is how it's going to be. And I think it's something that the Reserve Bank will be working on through the rest of this year.
Yeah, so have they given a time indication?
Not really, but I mean, there'll be a period of consultation, the usual, which you'd expect. Yeah.
So stand by.
Stand by.
Now, for blast off, Rocket Lab.
Oh, yeah, Rocket.
Okay.
Well,
so Rocket Lab's going to Mars.
That's right. Mission to Mars. How exciting.
How does that work? What's the plan?
Well, they've done a deal with NASA. Now, this is not the first arrangement they've had with NASA, but this one is a decision will be finally decided at the end of this year. But the idea is they would take a couple of their rockets and load them on top of a larger NASA rocket and then head off to space in an 11-month mission and then set their rockets off at that point to do a study on the atmosphere.
So they're basically hitching a ride on a bigger rocket.
That's right. But they're saying that this is the kind of the future, you know, because it's compact, it's less expensive and that sort of thing. And they're also talking to NASA about a mission to Venus as well. That's a private mission. They're actually looking at NASA to put a satellite into orbit around the moon later this year as well. 2023.
Did they say why you'd want to go to Venus? Or
well, this was
what the
a
mission
private
is? Yeah,
vision.
Okay.
This is as well as a private mission to Venus. I don't know what the private mission to Venus is, but it would be exciting, I'm sure, to be involved in this this project. Now, one of the things about this particular company is it's planning to list on the U.S. Market NASDAQ sometime over the, I guess, perhaps this year. What does it say? Yeah, later this year, maybe. It's going to take some time. But it's look, the company's doing really well, and they're getting a lot of deals. I mean, NASA's a pretty cool partner to have if you're in the rocket business.
Yeah, and interesting that there's all this talk about tourism and space. Would you go if you got a free ticket, Nona?
No, not me. I don't think so.
That didn't take
you
long to answer.
It's just taken too long, 11 months. I'd rather do something else.
Okay, let's talk about the markets then. Let's take a trot around the numbers.
Right, okay, well, I told you earlier this week that the U.S. Federal Reserve is meeting, so their meeting's about to wrap up overnight. The market's a bit tentative ahead of that because no one knows exactly where things are going to go. So there'll be a lot of interest in what the Federal Reserve chair says. At the moment, you had a big gain yesterday with our NZX Top 50 Index. Well, today we've taken it all off again. So we were up about 1% yesterday. Today, down nearly 1%. A drop of 115 points to 12,582. That just goes to show you how really the market's working these days. A bit fickle, really. Doesn't know which way to go. And the dollar is steady. 71.4 U.S. cents, and that's where it's been stuck for ages. 92.8 Australian and 50.7 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Balsier with